Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here and starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Jennifer, how's it going?
I'm doing terrific. I'm loving this summer weather.
It is getting there, isn't it?
After the show, I'm having a great day.
There you go. Tom, how's everything going?
Everything's great over here, Kim. Smooth as always on a Saturday
morning. You're always so smooth. I love that about you. All right. Well, we have a great show for you today, and we've got a full studio. And of course, one of my favorite theaters right out here that all my listeners are always loving. And I'm so excited. Brian is here with us, Brian McDonald, and Michelle Duffy is here with us all the way from New York. And I'm so excited about your new show that is coming out, Other Desert Cities. And welcome.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fantastically well, thank you.
Great. So they brought you all the way out here for this amazing show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to get back with you and really find out some more details.
Okay, well, yes, I'm very excited that they pulled me back from New York City. I lived in L.A. for 17 years and did a lot of theater in the L.A. area and all up and down the coast of California, and finally got my butt out to New York City. And I'm loving it there, but this lovely, fabulous show came up, and I had never been able to work at the Rubicon before, and it's like the perfect show at the perfect time at the perfect theater. So
there you go. All right. Brian, thank you so much for coming back on our show today. And
always a pleasure.
Yeah, how's everything going? I'm really excited about this, your next show, which is actually directed by Brian McDonald.
It's been a pleasure, I'll tell you. This is quite a piece and so much fun. And the actors, I mean, Michelle, you know, we were searching high and low, really.
Did you handpick Michelle?
Well, we did. You know, Michelle was in New York. She sent in a video, and we were sitting there watching this video after seeing a bunch of ladies, and it was just everything that, you know, for me,
like
I felt that the play was asking of, you know, an actress, and she just had it, and I just said, oh yes, let's please, let's make this work.
I love it. I love it.
It's such a great phone call to get, that you're the person that they want.
Absolutely. That's the ultimate dream, just having somebody call and say, yes, we, you know, You're what it is.
There you go. I love it. Well, anybody that's just tuning in with us today, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our first guest is Supervisor of Ventura County, Linda Parks, and she's going to talk a little bit about Shake, Rattle, and Roll, and that is with Dr. Lucy Jones. She has a quarterly dinner series, and this is one of them that they'll be talking about. Also joining us today is Francesca Camp, and she's going to be talking about her book, Do I Need It? And that's all about plastic surgery. I'm kind of one of those natural people. Even though I am a hair therapist, I like to look good, feel good, do good. But do we always need all those extra surgeries that some of us sign up for? So again, for anybody tuning in with us right now, I do want to remind you of all of our shows. 6 to 8, we will be here. We have a completely different guests on all of our morning shows. And then again, on our afternoon show. And today we have our The Brighter Side of Recovery. And our phone number here is a little bit different than all the other shows because we want to be able to get back to you. So write this number down. And we thank you so much for all the calls that we always get from our listeners, because we have some amazing things that we're going to be giving away. That phone number is 805-419-0008. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our amazing things we're giving away?
We have some excellent gifts this morning. $25 Mission Oaks Cafe and Breakfast gift certificate. We also have Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut and the Rubicon Theater Company presentation of Other Desert Cities. We'll give away tickets for that. June 6th, the Tower to Tower stair climb in Oxnard, which I am going to do up and down the Round Tower all the way up to the top of the Glass Tower, and that supports the firefighters in this community. Also, Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, that's happening at Cal State Channel Islands in Camarillo. We'll give away passes to that. Circus Vargas is back at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. We have family four packs, and we have the Summer Swing Big Band Dance. That's happening June 12th. And finally, how about the 29th annual Ojai Wine Festival from noon to 4 at beautiful Lake Casitas.
There you go. And again, that phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and the gift that you're calling about so we can get back with you. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's have our first guest, Linda Parks. Are you there?
I am here.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. And tell us a little bit about your what you're going to be talking about, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. I'm sure everybody knows about that, something kind of that we're all a little scared about. But, it's always better to be, prepared, correct?
Absolutely. And what we have is a dinner event in Thousand Oaks on June 4th, and it's featuring Dr. Lucy Jones. And Dr. Jones is the foremost earthquake expert, I think, in the United States. And she'll be talking about her work for the city of Los Angeles, helping them become better prepared, as well as being able to answer questions from people.
And let me ask you, I know we've been, I don't want to say expecting one, but hopefully we can get through these. But, I mean, there's just things that people need to know about their gas. Is that the kind of things that she's going to be talking about, how to turn your gas off, how to, make sure things are hooked, safely?
For you to return back to your house after the earthquake.
Well, she has been working all her life, it seems, on, the science behind earthquakes. And then how we can prepare better for them. And her work for the city of Los Angeles has been looking at their vulnerabilities from a citywide perspective. For example, she found that some 80% of the water that's conveyed in the city of Los Angeles goes over earthquake faults.
Really?
Just recently, they passed a new law in the city based on her vulnerability analysis that she's working on, that actually works to ensure that we still have telecommunication facilities after a big earthquake. And you think about it, you don't want to be knocked out, unable to use any kind of telephone or internet. So one of the things that they're doing is they have stronger standards now in the city of Los Angeles on their cellular antennas, so they won't come over, fall over during an earthquake. And that's just one example. And certainly the concept of losing your water is a major impact to a city.
No question.
If you lose your water, in an earthquake, if you lose those major lines, the aqueduct fails, you're going to end up losing all your businesses and people will move away from your city, and it could take decades to recover. So making sure that we have perhaps more flexible piping and ways to handle the big one when it comes.
Right. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We talk about anything that can enhance our life. And this is something serious. I mean, you know, you have relatives that are all living all over the place. How do we make sure that we're all taken care of? And so I really thought that this was a really valid topic to be talking about. Again, we're talking with Supervisor Linda Parks, and we're going to be, Dr. Lucy Jones is going to be discussing the foremost earthquake expert, is going to be talking about all the different things that we need to know.
I have a question regarding landline phones. People say you need to have a landline phone in an emergency. I agree with that, because if your cell phone doesn't work, you really need to have that landline phone. How much truth do you think there is in that?
Great question.
Well, you know, just having been in the native of California, I know that when I've had major earthquakes at my home, it's the people from out of state that are able to reach us, but not within. But having that landline is just another way of potentially keeping in communication. So I think you raise a really good point. You know, actually, this is a dinner event, and I have speakers come. Dr. Lucy Jones' topic is shake, rattle, and roll, because we're going to have rolls with the dinner.
Oh, very nice.
All right. We like that, Linda. All right. And so give out the information so any of our listeners that are interested in coming to this and finding out more, where would they call?
Certainly. Give my office a call, or you can email me at linda.park@ventura.org.
Great.
And our phone number is
805. Okay, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
805-214-2510. Or again, email at linda.park@ventura.org. And the cost of the dinner is just the cost of the dinner. You don't have to pay anything extra. We have people register with our office and then show up for the dinner. It turns out to be a wonderful event and a nice socializing thing, too.
There you go. And it's $35 per person, just for anybody out there that's interested. It is it's dinner and some great information. So thank you so much, Supervisor Linda Parks, for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, in all of our breaks, we love to give away. How about breakfast for two over at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut?
Love Mrs. Olson's.
I know. Have you been there?
My sister keeps telling me it's the best place
in the world. Oh, my God. Okay, Michelle, don't go out and call right now, okay?
I'm tempted.
All right. Anyways, it's really good. People line up forever. You're over by the ocean. It's just
the best breakfast potatoes.
Yeah.
My kids do general
breakfast potatoes. Exactly.
Once a week, we always go.
There you go. All right. Anyways, again, we want to thank Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut. And call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Brian McDonald and Michelle Duffy. And we're going to be talking about the other desert cities. That's their new play that's coming up at Rubicon Theater. We want you all to be able to go there. We actually, if you don't win here, we've got a promo code that I'm really excited to have, because we want everybody out there. I love seeing all of our listeners out there and meeting everybody. And I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite theaters out here. You're not going to want to miss a show. Again, other desert cities and dessert. You like that, right? Yeah. Is it going to be? No, I don't know. All right. Anyway, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here and starting your day in with a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we're going to be talking about the Rubicon. They've got another amazing play that's just starting off, and it's called Other Desert Cities. And again, we have Brian McDonald and Michelle Duffy here, and they're going to be talking a little bit about it. And kind of, you know, I don't always want to give it all away, but I love to just get everybody excited about it. And and of course, you know what? We always give back. So we've got a pair of tickets right here to the Rubicon, and that is actually starting now through June 21st. So there's lots of time to get your tickets. So call in right now for Rubicon tickets. Again, that's 419-0008. And Brian, thank you so much for being here, and tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you are very hooked up with the Rubicon, and you do. You're one of the teachers too, right? I mean, you kind of.
I was hired there as the education and outreach director back in 2002, and before that, I was primarily an actor. I mean, that's what I did. I spent a couple of years in L.A. doing some television and working in a lot of theaters in L.A. Working at the Amundsen, and I just came up here. I started teaching some acting classes. I started this summer program with the students, and that has just grown tremendously.
So what are the ages of the students that you take in there?
We have classes for students age 5 and up, all the way through adult. So the summer programs are now, we have about 150 students that'll come in just in the summer months too.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Great. That's great. I love it. I love it. So this is your baby.
Yeah.
You directed this, right?
I did. And it was actually, you know, it was supposed to be directed by someone else, and there was a conflict in the schedule, and so I was just delighted to jump in and be able to do this because it's a fantastic play written by John Robin Bates, who a lot of you know probably wrote Brothers and Sisters,
which
right.
the love
first
that
season
show.
Of
yeah.
that,
Brothers
right?
And, Sisters.
And The Slap, I think, is something new that is on. I watched some episodes of that. It was really exciting. He's just a fantastic writer. I know the actors have been given quite a challenge with these long, long, long runs.
Well, give us a little, you know, brief on it. What's it about?
Well, it's 2004, takes place in Palm Desert at the home of the Wyeths. Their daughter, Brooke Wyeth, comes home after a 6-year absence to tell her conservative parents, very Republican, good friends with Ron and Nancy, about. So she comes home, she tells them about the release of her new book, which turns out to be a memoir that reveals a long buried family secret.
Ooh.
Yes.
And now is that Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle does
so
play Brooke.
Okay, so we're going to lead over to Michelle. How does that feel? Does that resonate with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm long left leanings, you know, being an artist and how I grew up, and I have conservative Republican parents, and you know, there's definitely a generation gap and political ideology differences, and yet there's lots of love there too, but it's always about how you're dancing around it and how you come up against each other in that way and how you can
the
still love
elephant,
each other.
The pink elephant in the room.
Exactly.
Kind of yeah, as they say, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. And so is that something that you feel like, when you're doing this play, is that feeling that's there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You pull on all of your own experiences. Anytime you're approaching a character, no matter what it is, you're trying to find what in you is alike. What you have in common with the character, first of all, and explore the differences. You have to come at it from your your own experiences as well. And fortunately, I do have quite a bit to draw on, you know.
From your own personal life?
Yeah. If it's not as crazy as that. Okay. I mean, we all have craziness in our family, but
our families wouldn't be fun if we didn't have craziness in them.
Well, exactly. The way I look at it is we're all normal.
Exactly.
We're not alone.
There's
a sign
I saw that you can hang in your house that says, as far as anybody knows, we are a perfectly normal family.
Yeah.
To the outside, nobody knows.
Yeah. What do they say? Nobody knows behind closed doors, right?
Exactly. I actually have that sign
in my
house. Yes, it was given to me as a gift.
God, I love it. So back to you, Brian. How was this directing this? And, you know, I mean, do you have to have the eye for it? What does it take to direct a show like this?
Well,
nerves of steel.
Nerves of steel, exactly. That's a quote in the play. Anyway, we've been doing that a lot with this play. It's been very exciting because I'm dealing with, first of all, a fantastic cast, including Trey Ellett, who was in the national tour of and on Broadway in Rent. And he's also appeared on the Rubicon stage in the Christmas show. And he's just a fine actor. In fact, John Robin Bates had, we had been in discussions with him, our artistic director, Carolyn Burns, and said, you know, I know this guy who would be perfect. I think he's worked at your theater. And so this is a guy who was recommended by the playwright to play this role. So we're really thrilled and excited about him. Granville Van Dusen, who's also been at the Rubicon in a couple of shows, just phenomenal. I mean, he is...
Do they have any passion with this at all?
I know, exactly,
I mean,
right?
Really? I love it. Brian, you're always so passionate. Even every show that I've ever seen you, what you do in your life, you are so passionate. And I admire that. And I love that because that's how I feel with my show. It's all about if you can't do it with your heart, gut, and soul,
Shouldn't be doing it
exactly.
If you're not doing it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that's I think what we get excited about. It's we're always presented with a new challenge, you know, and one of those challenges working with new people. But this group was so incredibly invested in it. So it made the experience of working on this play, which is incredibly deep. It's really about those relationships and relationships in a greater sense, you know, sort of our political differences, from a universal point of view.
I love it.
And it's examined through this particular family. And it is fun. It is humorous because we do identify with that. We all have those kinds of things. Yeah.
So what's it like? I know the show just opened last night. Not last night, Wednesday night.
We had previews Wednesday night. And it opens tonight.
Tonight's opening. What's it like that first night when the audience responds and they're excited about it and they love it? Tell us what that feeling is like.
Well, you know, for me in the audience, I was thrilled, watching the audiences respond to the play. And, you know, we're in the rehearsals and we're not going, okay, this is the joke here.
Right.
We never really talked about that at all. It was always playing the truth and the honesty of the relationships. And out of that comes the humor because we can all identify with it. You know, to me, this play is kind of like going to see a thriller, at the movies where, you know, you want to witness something, you know, kind of horrific that you would never sort of approach in your own family.
Scared.
Well, you know, it's not something that we're going to do in our own lives.
Right.
We maintain our relationships with our family and our own lives in a very safe way so that it doesn't get to that point where, you know, you're about to say, okay, this is it, it's over. And so this play sort of, that's where this family is living. And so it's sort of scary, but we get to watch it, you know, from a very safe place of our seats. Yeah.
Finally getting it in front of an audience is the most beautiful part of it because we can rehearse. You can rehearse and avoid. You get all of the particulars down. You get your lines down. You try and find the moments. But the audience is a living, breathing, you know, sixth character of the play.
Uh-huh.
You don't have anything until you have them, until you're telling the story to them and they're involved with it. And they just, it completely changes all of the energy. It was getting our first audience was it was such a great change for all of us. It just came to life.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I know there's a message behind all these shows, right? What's the message behind this one?
I think for me is it's getting to the truth of things. That there's that saying that you can't, the only way past something is through it.
Ooh,
and
one step in front of the other. I mean, that's what I talk about with my listeners a lot, is we all have life happens,
mm-hmm.
right? But if we're fearing it and we're staying with it, we still have it to deal with. but if we keep walking through it, and that's probably what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, and every, you know, everybody in your life you deals with things in different ways, and different people, I mean, people think that you know, avoiding or stepping around or just, you know, ignoring, it one way or other, it comes back to haunt you. And
you,
it's about this family.
You eventually have to face it head on.
Yeah, it's about this family dealing with all the things that they hide from and that they try to get around, and in order to supposedly to love each other. And really, it's getting through that and getting the other side of it and still being able to love each other.
But isn't that the truth with your family? There are certain topics and things that you just don't talk about because you know it'll just bring up, it'll just start something going in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. That's
do you see a lot of that in the play, like how everyone skirts around topics so that they don't bring, you don't discuss them, so things don't get.
Absolutely. And eventually you can't, you just can't get around things
right.
anymore. You know.
I
absolutely.
Love it. For anybody that's just waking up with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking about the next play over here at Rubicon, Other Desert Cities. And we've got Brian McDonald in with us, Michelle Duffy. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Tom. And you know what? We've got a set of tickets that we want to give away.
Yay.
And our number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And for all my listeners, if you are not a winner, but when we call you back, but you can write it down right now, you can use this code to get $5 off when you buy your tickets. And it's all the way through June 5th, but it's 9916. 9916 is a code so that you can get a little bit of a discount on your tickets. Brian, what's your message that you feel that's coming from other desert cities?
Well, you know, I think everybody's going to take something away that's going to be different and resonate with people. And I don't think that we in the theater are interested in pointing people into a direction that says, here's what you need to learn and here's what
it is.
But I do think that it's an exploration, you know, and it's a sort of an examination of this problem, the seemingly impassable conflicts of our time, our political conflicts, our family dramas, our ego-driven certitudes. You know, how do we deal with these things, not only as a family in sort of the...
In generational.
You know, yes.
I mean,
generational
that's really,
gaps.
That's
absolutely.
Really,
there's a lot of that in this play as well.
I that's, to me, what I would see the biggest thing is generational. What you feel as what we were learned in our school and in our lifetime, our parents weren't, and
yeah.
they have, and so, and they take it as a different respect that maybe we're not respecting what they were taught or that they feel, and that's not always the case. It's just we're in a different era.
It's a different world now than it was when they were young.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that in this, you know, we all tend to hold on to those beliefs very close to us because they're sort of our ways of getting through life.
It's
right?
Our core.
It's our core of how to survive. And I think that, if anything, the play exposes sort of greater truths about what we believe about the people that we think we know best. And sometimes that truth is not exactly what we thought, that those deceptions or the reasons why we choose to do the things we do perhaps are more complex than we give them, then we give credit to them. So, you know, that's, I think, the thing is to probably proceed with caution in our relationships, proceed with compassion, you know, and keep working at it, you know, not to give up, I think, is for me the thing that I value a lot in this play.
I love it. Again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, we are here from 6 to 8. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got tickets, and we want you to be out there at the Rubicon Theater. It's right over off of Main Street. I'm telling you, it's one of our favorite. My husband and I love going there. It's so quaint. But not only that, it's almost like sitting in the seat reading a good book and not having to read. You know? I love it. But, you know, it comes to life, and you always get the best actors and actresses out there. I'm telling you. I mean, I've been in a lot of your after parties and stuff like that, and you get so many people that come from LA that are, you know, I mean, hello,
two
Michelle's
other people
is coming from
Michelle,
New York, you know.
Fantastic. Deborah Taylor, who's a fantastic actress, and of course, Amanda McBroom, Golden Globe winning Amanda McBroom, stars in this in a role that I think people would just be blown away. Those people that know her, of course, she's beloved by so many people
here
in our
community.
And
of course, course, Brian McDonald, who is, doing the whole thing. So, I can't wait to see it. Tonight I'm going to be able to see it. I'm so excited. I want to invite all of our listeners out there again. Call up right now. We've got a couple pairs of tickets that we would love to get in your hands, and that is 419-0008, 419-0008. And again, if you don't win, write this code down, 9916. Brian, where else do they go?
They can also get tickets through our box office by calling 805-667-2900, or they can visit our website at rubicontheater.org, and theater is spelled with an R-E. They can actually select their seats and purchase online.
Oh, there you go. And I know we've got our next guest on the line, but I wanted to just tell about your thing that you've got going on, that you are an amazing teacher. I know you said you already have 150, students, but tell everybody about that, because can an adult go? Can a child go? Can anybody go?
We do have some master classes. Wow. Amanda McBroom actually is going to do a master class for adults. So we do have some adults classes that are coming up. Also, our Stinky Feet Theater, which is for the 5 to 7 and 8 to 10 group, you can go online and register for that. That's really exciting. And they're doing a little musical called We Are Monsters, which won the Youth Children's Theater Play Award in New York, and that's about a bunch of kids who stumble upon a monster cabaret.
Oh, I love it. Funny. I love it. That's very cool. All right, so where do people find out about your classes?
They can also go to our website. That's really the best place. And also sign up for our e-blast, because it's a great way for us, in the nonprofit world, we do great things. We do. I'm very happy with the years that I've spent here. But I think sometimes people think that because you're doing great work and there are people showing up, that we don't, continue to need the support that we do. And that's just, always going to be the case. We have to, if interns and people in the region want it, we've all got to do what we can to support. And that means going to buy a ticket.
Oh, absolutely. So I love it. Again, thank you so much for being our guest here, Brian and Michelle. And again, get your tickets to the Rubicon. We've got tickets. Actually, you're in our newsletter. I want everybody to get our newsletter. So you could right there, you could click on and you can get that. That goes out every single week. So there's no reason why you can't get out there. And again, one of my favorite theaters right here in Ventura, rubicontheater.org is where you need to go. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Francisca Camp and her book, Do I Need It? And stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us, waking up with us. I do want to remind you of our next hour here. We are here every Saturday from 6 to 8. And on our next show, we have Angela May and Cindy Shoemaker. And they're going to be talking about the Ojai Wine Festival. And then also we have Germany Kent, the author of You Are What You Tweet. Isn't that scary?
I always love when we have social media people on because I always learn something. Then I go home like, okay, I have to stop doing this. I've got to get on LinkedIn.
There you go.
This.
But I do want to remind everybody because we've got tickets for you. And we're going to be talking about the VIP Ojai Wine Festival and the VIP section there.
That's always the best.
I know. But, I mean, it's really going to be amazing. It's out in Ojai, obviously, duh. But they've got some really great things there. And we're going to talk about that. I do want to give something away right now. And, you know, I was actually the mistress and invited to be at the circus last week, okay? And but they have another circus coming up, and that's over at Earl Warren Showgrounds. And I'm telling you, oh, my God, they're getting better and better and better, and it's, like, something you're not going to want to miss.
I had a friend who took their kids after we were there, and they loved it just as much as we did. It's a great show.
It's
really fun.
And they keep adding, like, amazing things. Oh, my God.
Really
the motorcycles. Okay.
Amazing.
I mean, there's this motorcycle thing that the kids, there's this lady sitting in the front, in the middle of these two guys driving motorcycles around. I'm like, oh, they wouldn't pay my kid and my daughter. But anyways, they did amazing. So anyways, I'm going to give away a couple passes right now. And that's June 11th through the 15th, Circus Vargas over in Santa Barbara. And that phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. Let's welcome our next guest, Francesca Camp. Francesca, are you there?
Hey, yes, I am.
Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, and good morning.
Oh, thank you. So tell us, you know, I'm so excited to have you on because there's always these questions, you know, where do I find a surgeon? What should I ask, right? I mean, you kind of put it all into a book.
Yes. I mean, the questions can be endless all the time, and it's a very hot topic, as we all know. And even with all the media and websites, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I'm finding people are more confused now than they were.
Why is that?
Because there's too much information out there. Mm.
And the internet, right?
Right.
We can all look on the internet and find stuff, right?
You took the words right out of my mouth. The internet is great. Don't get me wrong. But just because it's on there, that doesn't make it true.
That's a very important fact to remember.
Yes. Just because it's there, that doesn't mean, you know, she had the baby at 62.
So let me ask you a question. So what is your background?
My background, that's a great question. My background is I started out as a MSW, a social worker, originally. And I fell into this career. I didn't, you know, go to school and say, hey, I'm going into plastic surgery. But actually, today you can. What really changed my outlook was I worked with burn patients in Chile when I was in graduate school, and that just got me to realize how I could help patients. I first started working with burn patients, battered women, and I just wasn't getting the answers to help them. So by going there and helping people and treating them made me realize that beauty really isn't vanity. It's a basic human instinct. And I think we all want to feel good about our image.
Right.
And I fell into this. I really fell into my career. I don't look at it as a career. It's my life. It's what I do. And I just like helping people. I joke, or people will tell me, I'm Mother Teresa, and I'm vain at the same time.
I love it. You know, my question is, I was looking on, I think it was either Facebook, website, something. People call you and ask you, like, who to go to, right? And what's the best doctor? And so have you had a lot of work done?
Great question. Yes, people do call me constantly, and they seek me out and find me, which I'm so blessed by that. That was another reason why I did go into my career. I did have surgery. I was in a bad car accident in my 20s. Mm. And back then, you know, not like today, I didn't know of a plastic surgeon. So I had a dear friend. He was a very famous makeup artist at the time. My face was, you know, to me it was devastating. I felt like, oh, God, hide me, please. And I needed to find a doctor to put me back together. And that's where I became familiar with surgery. And the doctor promised me, give me time, darling, and you'll look fabulous. And I'm like, wow, this was all making sense. This was clicking in my head. And I lived at that office the first few years because I had lacerations. I fractured my cheekbone.
Well, you look beautiful.
Well, thank you. And that's how, you know, it just sort of gelled together. And then he was the first doctor of the time to have his post-care clinic, did a pre- and post-care clinic. He was the first one in the country back then. And he offered me if I would be the director of his facility because he knew what I was doing with my career and schooling. And that's how I got my first start. And I'm first to admit, he is a very famous plastic surgeon in New York. And I wrote his coattails. And if it wasn't for him, I would not be here talking to you today.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, good for you. And then my other question was going to be, what is the most common plastic surgery that women want?
You know, it does change from year to year. There are like top five for men and women. And sometimes it's usually liposuction, breast augmentation. Those are really the top two. Now injectables have really hit for non-invasive is number one on both sides, on both lists. So mommy makeovers.
Uh-huh.
Mommy makeovers. Now, I know that there are some surgeries that you should think twice about, that you should put a little bit more time into thinking if it's the right surgery for you. What would that be?
Actually, all of them.
Okay.
All of them. I cannot, if I could take and say one thing or leave your listeners with one bit of advice, it's still surgery. Even when you're getting injectables, because I'm seeing a lot of bad work out there lately.
Yeah.
And it's not the plastic surgery. Sometimes it's the fillers. We have women, and I don't want to say, you know, women, but they're mostly my clients,
right,
my patients. They'll research a handbag more. They know more about that designer bag and how many stitches it takes and how long the waiting list.
And read the reviews and everything before they buy it.
Before they buy it.
Uh-huh.
Then to find a doctor. And all surgery is surgery. And I do blame the doctors, even though they're my dearest, dearest friends. But they do downplay it. I think the word cosmetic or plastic surgery makes it sound easier or friendlier. But your body doesn't know it's knee surgery or having your breast done.
You can't tell your body, oh, you're going to look so pretty when this is done. It's really worth it.
And, yeah, you know, I think the guilt comes in because we are doing something for ourselves. And then that's sort of like, ooh, buyer's remorse. We have to be up and healthy and, you know, this is expensive and I'm taking time away from work or my family or my children. So there's a whole set of issues. And that's why I really like to speak with my patients before, make sure they're doing it for the right reasons.
Francesca?
And if it's right for them.
Yeah, I have a question. So is this your first book?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my first book.
So my question is, there's a lot of people that are having, you know, going through cancer and chemo and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And they've had to, you know, have a
mastectomy.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I just had a client this last week who's just gone through hell and back, I'm just going to say. And they don't feel good about themselves. They don't feel, yeah. And it's really taken their womanhood away. What's your thought for that? I mean, because they feel ruined as a woman, and that's something that our sexuality, you know, as women,
it's so defined, unfortunately.
Exactly. And at the same time, you know, how do you tell them? I'm a hair therapist, so I'm like, you know, I can make them look good on the outside. I can make their hair, their makeup, you know, like all that. But if you don't feel good inside because maybe there's been a botched up job, but it saved your life. What's your message there?
Well, again, that's a wonderful question, and that really needs to be addressed, because that's what I also started with and I still work with cancer patients and breast cancer. And I used to sit on the board of Hackensack Medical Hospital, and we did a big center for our breast cancer survivors. And it's so hard. And, you know, we just want to tell them that we're going to get you through this, and it's not easy, and you don't want to downplay it, and you want to be honest with them. And we're smart as females. We want to hear the real answers and what they can do. And it's not a quick fix. Even when it is for cosmetic reasons, it doesn't take away all your problems. Everyone thinks just because I'm having surgery, I'm going to be pretty. My problems are going to go away. We have to deal with the emotions of that first, the loss of, say, their breast, or they may not feel like, you know, they're a full woman, or will their husband be upset, or partners.
Exactly.
So it's not just one. What I do is not one little aspect. You know, that's one little aspect. It's not really the surgery. It's everything that it encompasses. It's to really uplift females. Even though I do this for a living, I don't push surgery.
Right.
That's not the fix.
Right. Francisco, what kind of surgery is non-intrusive? Okay. What would you suggest just to help out? Is there anything that you could do to, you know, that's not surgery?
Well, of course, as we say, you know, all the injectables, the fillers, the Botox, great skin care, lasers, you know, microdermabrasion, we consider that all non-invasive.
Okay.
You're not being cut, no downtime. That's considered non-invasive, the back to work shortly or that afternoon. There's all these new technologies. Actually, some things are just recycled with a new name. It's not new. It's just recycled, like smart lipo or daytime. So there are things to do, and we've become so advanced with surgery now, and I do go to all the medical meetings. I'm one of the few that, even though I'm not an MD, I'm invited to go and listen to hear what's new and what's out there.
Francisca, tell us, what's the difference between Botox? Okay, obviously that is, you know, it's not good for you, and yet people do it all the time.
Well, you know, define what's not good for you. I know, yes, it's considered botulism.
Correct.
But every day it's being approved for many other things besides cosmetic, for migraines, for TMJ, all these commercials. They're finding more and more uses for Botox. So I really wouldn't say it's not good for you. It doesn't stay in your body. It does go away. But I think as a consumer, you need to research this. You just don't jump in. You go to a plastic surgeon, a board-certified one, or a board-certified dermatologist, and you ask these questions. You don't go to a Botox party.
I agree.
Know what they're injecting.
I think you have to, even though Botox is non-invasive, just actually this morning got a Groupon for Botox.
A party?
Yeah,
you know?
I think you need to look into that more. It's fine if you buy the Groupon, that's great, but before you buy it, you should probably research the doctor, because it still is, it's not an invasive surgery, but it's an injectable going into your body. So you have to probably, like you said, a little bit smarter than we're being about it, and research it more like we would a handbag that we're spending all of our money on. But I have to say, looking at all this, and I was even a little nervous when I was going through our sheets. I'm like, ooh, is she coming in? And what do I look like? Like, you know, I think the hardest part is.
I don't have my eye on.
I think as women, that's what we're looking at. And I mean, I know it gets younger and younger where people are looking to Botox to sort of freshen themselves up. But the unfortunate things, and this is nothing against you, Tom, but men get better looking as they get older and women don't.
Yeah,
that's the hardest thing.
Yes. I mean, look, we have to go to a black tie affair. I mean, what do? We get our hair done, our makeup, the dress, the shoes, blah, blah, blah. What do our partners do.
They put on a suit.
Take a shower. Yeah.
And they probably look 100 times better than they did when they were at their high school prom. And that's what's not fair.
And with that, yeah. You know what? What are we going to find in your book?
Oh, gosh. You're going to find all the questions. It's really a rule book. It's like what to expect when you're expecting pregnancy.
Okay.
But for plastic surgery, there's so many books written out about plastic surgery, but they're talking about the surgery itself, where they're cutting, what they're doing. This is a guidebook or rule book. It's small. It's a quick read. You could bring it to the doctor. You could write notes in it. It just, if you're thinking about it, you should read it. I'm not saying you should do it, but be well informed. And it really gives you a true timetable. You do a countdown of the actual surgery.
Francisca, do you know anything about the freezing? Freezing. I think it's the new technique that they're using for...
I mean, you know, there's so many techniques. And there's so many new things that, or they're not new, like with the freezing or using your own fat, you know, living... saying for a while, don't use fillers, use your own fat, and they spin it and they put it back in, or freezing the face and using a needle and a new technique. Again, there's some great things that are out there, but in a sense, you just have to research. You have to see if your friends had it done, how they look.
I think you made a really good point in your book as well, that getting a new face or a new body does not change everything else in your life.
Yeah, no. You go home to the same husband, exactly. The same family, exactly. Same children. Yeah. With that, Francisca, where do we find your book?
Well, actually, it's on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble, and you can... on my website directly now.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Oh, thank you. And I'd love to come in and meet you. I love your show, actually, so I'm very honored to be here today.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. So thank you.
All right. Take care.
We are almost at the end of our show. I do want to remind everybody about our next hour. We are here from 6 to 8. And again, our next hour, we're going to be talking with Angela May and Cindy Schoonmaker. And we're going to be talking about Ojai Wine Festival. And of course, we've got tickets for that. Also, Germany Kent, the author of You Are What You Tweet. Are you a tweeter?
No, I do not tweet. I know I don't tweet.
No.
It's too much for me. Okay, I can't do all these different types of social media.
Okay, yeah. But you know what? It is something that's growing, and we'll find out a little bit about
that. I think the generation a couple years behind us are huge tweeters, yeah. So we should be on top of it.
There you go. You know what? I do want to give away something, and how about one of the VIP entries, or I'm not even sure if it's a VIP, but it's an entry to participate in the Tower to Tower stair climb in Oxnard. That's June 6th. Let me tell you, you're going to want to go.
I'm
going to
say forget the exercise. Yeah. If you are a single person looking to meet some fun people,
we had
some great firemen on our show last week. Definitely head out to Tower to
Tower.
That's
probably good. Yeah, you're right. Anyways, our phone number here, 419-0008. And we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan Registry.
CST number 100543-10.
DeMol Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. I just wanted to say good morning to everyone and invite all of you on our celebrity cruise that we're going on, the Princess Cruise, coming up here on September 17th through the 21st. Don't miss your chance to sign up to cruise with Kim Pagano and myself and the Kim Pagano Show. You can contact Nikki Baldwin at 805-312-4449. And if you've never been on a cruise, this is a great way to get your feet wet because it's short, not too long, but it's packed full of fun. And if you are a cruiser, you know how much fun cruises can be. So definitely contact Nikki and join us on the Princess Cruise with the Kim Pagano Show.
Okay, great. And can you, is Nikki's number on there?
Yes, it's 805-312-4449. And we look forward to seeing and meeting everybody.
There you go. I do want to thank Rubicon for coming in today. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008. 419-0008. We always have lots of stuff that we're giving away. And we've got another hour coming up right now. So stay with us. And again, we have another show later on this afternoon from 2 to 3. But what I would love to do right now is give out some summer swing big band dance. And that's from 8 to 10:30 over at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom. And that's June 12th. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008 419-0008, and that number, all you have to do is leave us your name and number, and somebody will get back with you and tell us what you're calling about so we can get back to you on that. Again, we always leave our hour with a moment of happiness, and right now is beauty isn't about looking perfect, it's about celebrating your individuality. Perfect for that.
Perfect for our last interview.
There
Absolutely.
You go. It's look at your gift that you bring into this life. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights.